Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Race, we're back. 888-729-9494. Well, we've really done it all today. We've had some Sixers talk. We've had some hockey conversation. But, of course, we're talking about the Eagles here, Ike. And let's lead off with our Twitter question to kind of get us back into it. And it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, okay. Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. An amazing selection of engagement rings. And Jack asked this, what's your confidence level in the Eagles heading into the game against the Patriots this weekend? Very confident, hoping for the best, or they've gotten a shot. 70% saying hoping for the best, which I think most people would feel. I would think that I think you're actually somewhat confident about this game this weekend.
I'm certainly more confident about this game than I am next week's game.
Right.
Yes.
And we talked to Baldy. He seems like that he likes this matchup.
I like this matchup. Yeah.
He likes this matchup better than the Seahawks matchup. Outside of this weekend, big picture with the Eagles.
Can't turn that ball over, though, man.
No.
You got to win the Battle of the Trenches.
Yeah.
Well, they can do that, Jack.
Cliches.
Yeah, we could do a whole segment with it. You're right. Third down, got to convert on third down. I can't turn that ball over. Can't shorten the field for him. But
it's football talk, man.
But you're right. Yeah, I mean, listen, the battle of the trenches. But I mean, big picture aside, or big picture really is what I'm talking about. Because listen, they're not favored this week. It's going to be tough. Next week's going to be tough too. I think they can win one of these next two games. But I guess I'm just really surprised at 5-4, with a team that has flaws, like a lot of teams in the NFC, a lot of teams in football. But at 5-4. With a stretch coming up where you have 4 of 7 games at home, where you have a Cowboys team that's also flawed that needs to come in the Lincoln Financial Field with the same record, you're tied for first place right now. And instead of being excited and feeling good about the chances and being like, no, we're going to do it, a lot of Eagles fans don't believe this team is for real. And I hear a lot of negativity. I hear a lot of people talking about how the Eagles can't do it, to where I look at it and I say, you know what? I actually think the Eagles look good right now. I do. I think their defense is better than most people think. I actually like the secondary right now. Mm-hmm. Team's 5-4. They're a good home team. They have Doug Peterson. They have Carson Wentz. Their schedule's relatively easy. It's not a lock. I'm not saying it's a lock, but I like the team's chances. If you listen to the show, you know that. I guess I'm just surprised at the amount of negativity among the fans right now in Philadelphia, Ike.
I don't know why you're surprised. I don't know why you're surprised. I really don't. I mean, they are dealing with injuries. They are dealing with being inefficient at times. I think what has happened is we've taken two wins against Buffalo and Chicago and made it as if they beat Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, and the 85 Bears in consecutive weeks. Like, that's what we want to turn it into. And that's not the case. And fans are smart. There are a lot more smart fans out there that are willing to just sit back. And if you can change our minds, then change our minds. Go out there and win Sunday. You want us to be all pumped up and Eagle Green and this and that and the other? Well, go out there and put on a performance that inspires that. And see, I don't think fans are calling in to question their fanhood, because I actually agree with them. See, this is normally the role I would take as the former player. Oh, we got to keep believing in. Why are we giving up? That's the role I took last year. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a role I would normally take. Whereas now it's more or less like, you know what? This team is 9 wins, at best 10. Okay? If they get to 10, they're going to need some things to fall for them in the right direction. Not only that, you're really going to need the Cowboys to lose a game or two that they probably shouldn't lose against inferior opponents.
Could be.
Against inferior opponents. Like, yeah, like that's what you're going to need to happen. So instead of, now listen, you may have some fans out there that wants to calculate all that stuff up and say, yeah, I believe, and it's the power of positive thinking. And then there are of us that are like, you know what? Listen, I can still get joy out of this season without that being the case. Like, and I honestly can. I can still get joy out of the season. You know why? Because this isn't going to be the last shot that they ever have. I can enjoy the rest of the football season. I got players dropping like flies. Listen, do you think it's out of the realm of possibility that Alshon, you don't know, you may not see Alshon for a month.
Alshon is day-to-day with an ankle injury. Jordan Howard was limited in practice with a shoulder injury.
Listen, he'll fight to get back on. He's in a contract year. The other guy's been blamed as being an anonymous source. He's being ineffective now and all those type of things. Yeah, there's quote-unquote rumors of discord with he and the quarterback. You think he's fighting to get back on the field? Has he shown any type of fight for any type of ball thrown his way?
I guess we'll find out on Sunday. I actually think he plays, and maybe he shouldn't.
Okay.
Well, because they really need him.
My only point is that if he's hurting, do you think he's going to go out there and play hurt right now?
With a guaranteed $26 million or whatever it is next year?
I don't really know if that's going to be the case, so why should I get my hopes up for what?
Well, I mean, let me tell you where now we disagree. First of all, I just want to make this clear. I'm not trying to say this is the Super Bowl team. I'm not trying to say this is a team like, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, you want them to be hyped for a wild card team, a 9-17?
But see here, I'm not asking for people to be hyped. I'm asking for people not to be negative. I'm not asking for anybody to come out and say like, yeah, let's go. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. What surprises me is how many people I'm talking to, how many people I'm seeing on the Marks and Reese Twitter page or wherever saying, we have no shot. This team's not good enough. This team's going to lose all three of these games. They can't beat Dallas. Okay. What makes you think they're going to beat Dallas? They haven't beaten Dallas in years. Like that's
true.
That's more what I'm reacting to than people. I don't need people to be gung-ho about the Eagles. I'm just surprised that there aren't more people that are saying like, all right, listen, we'll see. We'll see. Like, they show me a little bit, but we'll see. No, people are actually calling in and saying they got no chance, they got no chance, they got no shot. And I can't understand that thinking. Because they do have a shot. I feel good about this team right now. I don't understand the negativity.
You do understand it.
I don't. 888-729-90. No, I don't understand the negativity. I understand why fans would think that, all right, well, we're not a lock to make the playoffs.
And you would view that as being negative.
No, being negative is saying they don't have a shot to win any of these games. Because that's not fair.
Let me tell you what's funny. You hear that, and you want to focus in on those guys. You want to focus in on those minority of guys. That's the same thing you criticize us for focusing in on the people who actually criticize Wentz every week. You're like, you guys are focusing on those few people who do it every week, and the majority of people aren't criticizing Wentz every week. Well, I would tell you the majority of people aren't saying they have no shot or the season's over. The majority of people, based on our voting poll, it's in a wait-and-see hold.
Okay.
I mean, that's where they are. That's where the majority of fans are.
They've got no shot this week against the Patriots, 13%. And again, I wish Jack didn't put the Patriots into the conversation because it's not about the Patriots game. It's about the season. It's about the next 2 weeks.
But that's
John,
that's the problem. You keep trying to flip what you're talking about.
I'm not flipping anything.
No, what I mean is you want to say it's not about Sunday's game. It's about the next two games. So what do you want us to do? Focus on Seattle?
No.
It's not about the next two games. It's about the Dallas game as well. Well, guess what? They have to get to the Dallas game and make it a meaningful game. There's actually a possibility they can get to the Dallas game, and Dallas has already wrapped up the division.
Sure, could be.
That's a possibility.
Sure, could be.
So we can't even focus on the Dallas game yet because it's 6 weeks away.
888-729-9494. It's about the rest of the season. It's about the team right now, more or less. Do you think that this team can make a run?
So you believe they'll go 6-1 the rest of the way? You believe they're going to split here, and you believe they can beat the Cowboys?
They could even go 5-2. As long as they beat the Cowboys, that may be it.
So then you're saying they could lose the next 2 weeks?
Or they could lose to a team that you don't expect them to lose to.
Why do you think we're going to react to them losing to Miami, Washington, or the Giants?
I don't know how we'll react if they lose one of those
games. Okay, so, John, you're asking why there isn't confidence. Well, then tell us why there should be. You just said they could actually lose the next two.
No, I'm not. And we're going to go to the phones in a second. I'm asking why people are negative. I'm not asking why they don't have confidence.
Because it's
asking why people are negative.
With right. One real quality win against the Green Bay Packers on their schedule.
5-4 record's not. That's not a reason to be negative. With the injuries on this team,
we don't view it as negative. You do. We view it as being realistic.
You view it as being negative. The tone right now in the city with this team is negative. Let me ask you this real quick. Yes.
The next 2 weeks, since you want to keep saying it's not just about Sunday.
Right.
What do you believe they're going to do over the next 2 weeks?
Split.
Okay. So after the next two, of the remaining, five games, what's going to be the record there? Now, remember, they got to beat Dallas.
Okay. Five games, four and one.
They're going to lose one more after the next two?
But what is this? I don't understand the point of this. What's the point of the questioning?
Well, the point is that if you don't necessarily believe they're about to go 6-1, you believe they may go 5-2, right?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm not looking ahead to all those games.
You just told us to look ahead to all the games. You just said, I want you to look, not just this Sunday. I want you to look at this, this, and this, the playoff. You just said that. Now you're saying you're not looking at everything?
Can I get the Masters music here?
I'm just asking you about what you think they're going to do over the next 7 weeks.
Wait, what you're trying to get me to do, Ike, is you're trying to pin me down.
No, I'm not, John.
So I have to give you a record.
John, I'm not. I'm trying to get you. Stop the music. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying, because you're questioning our level of confidence. I'm trying to figure out where your level is. That's all I'm doing.
I'm confident in the team. I'm confident they have a run. I'm confident that they can win 10 games.
Okay. That's all I was doing. You want to keep dancing around everything, which is, you're calling in, I mean, you're calling the question how much confidence we have in the team. I'm trying to see how much confidence you have in the team.
Okay. Can we take confidence out? It's not about confidence. Let's take some phone calls here. Here's how I view right now. There's a difference between confidence and being negative, right? You don't have to have confidence in a team. If you're negative on a team, it's not about confidence, right? Having confidence in a team to win. I have more confidence than most people with this team as far as coming down the stretch. The difference is being negative to where you're saying, like, nope, this team's not making the playoffs. They're not good enough. They don't have enough at wide receiver. They're not going to do it. They can't beat these teams, right? That's what I'm saying. I don't need people to have super confidence in this team.
Then why are you calling them wimps and everything then?
You guys are wimps. I mean, why, Ike? Because the team's 5-4, and people are already waving the white flag. That's why. They're waving the white flag at 5-4 with the same record as the Dallas Cowboys. Same record as the Dallas Cowboys, and you face them the second to last week of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones.
I hear you. I'm just trying to figure out how much confidence you have in the team. You beating your chest and calling everybody else out like you feel like they're about to go 7-0 or 6-1. That's what I'm saying. You beating your chest like you got this ultimate confidence in the team and they're about to go on this brilliant run.
I feel great about the team right now going forward. Absolutely. Let's go to Mark in South Philly. Mark, how are you?
Listen, it's pretty simple. You are what your record says you are. We are a 5-4 team. We are mediocre. Every feeling from the Super Bowl year is gone. There were a couple things from that year that made you feel like, wow, we actually have a shot at this. And there was no wild card, like, oh, we might make it. No, we were there, man. We were pushing for that. Mm-hmm. And there was just a team camaraderie. And something that's been missing this year and last year is next man up. That was a big thing that season, next man up. One man gets hurt, next man up. And the team just kept rolling. And that's not who we are now. The team's identity right now is not anything like that Super Bowl year. This is a mediocre football team. Your record is what.
So if your record is, and I agree with you, Mark. If your record is what your record is, right? Then what is their record right now? 5-4, right?
And to me, that's mediocre.
But where does that put? But where does that put them?
What do you mean?
It puts them tied. It puts them. No, but hang on. But it puts them tied with the Cowboys, right?
It doesn't. Okay. Yes, you're absolutely
okay.
right.
Okay.
Another mediocre team.
But that's part of the equation. I'm not talking about the Eagles being a Super Bowl team here. I'm talking about them winning the division and getting in the playoffs. And if they have another mediocre team as in the Dallas Cowboys that's also 5-4, why shouldn't I feel good about that? Let's go to Al, Lumberton, New Jersey. Hi, Al.
Yeah, what happened with Jeffries the year he played in the Super Bowl year? He was hurt all year with that shoulder. He showed up, Ike.
He doesn't run with his shoulders out, Al.
I don't care about his ankle. I don't care about anything. He's going to show up.
Okay.
These guys are going to show up. You guys ain't giving him no credit, Ike.
Give him credit for what?
Negative.
Give him credit for what, Al?
Positivity, man. You better start drinking that Ike juice.
Seems like you might have. I'm trying to figure out who do you want me to give credit to for what?
Give credit to the team. Giving credit that they're going to put themselves back together, and they're going for this thing, man. You know? It was only 2 years away that they had the ball, and, you know, last year, injuries, no injuries, you know? Look at New Orleans. They got beat by Atlanta last week. They got killed by Atlanta last week.
I'm trying to figure out, what does that have to do with the Eagles?
Well, you know what? You got some faith, man. I did have faith.
You know when I had faith? When the Jets beat the Cowboys, and I said, man, the Jets beat the Cowboys. The Eagles should be able to go down there and beat the Cowboys. How'd that work out for me?
Didn't.
How'd that work out for me when the Jets beat the Cowboys? And we beat the Jets. Was that a close game against the Cowboys? Did I miss something?
Got another one coming up against the Cowboys. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Let's go to...
Who should I be giving credit to?
I'm not sure. Let's go to Dave on a cell phone. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Positive John.
What's up, Dave?
How you guys doing?
What's up, Dave?
So I got a little bit of a different take today. I think the Eagles have a great chance in this game on Sunday, and I'll tell you why. I don't think we're going to be able to get beat over the top. We have 14 to 18 miles an hour winds, guys.
Okay, that should help.
On Sunday, really?
Yep.
Yeah, on Sunday. That's going to help us. Mm. Tom Brady's not going to beat us over the top. They're not going to put our cornerbacks to the test. It's going to be a game in the middle. We have a great run defense. Our linebackers are, you know, they are what they are. But I think it gives us a fair chance.
Weather. Here's the thing about the weather. They play in cold weather up there too.
But if it's windy. Yeah, that was gonna be my next point. Yeah, Tom Brady's never played in wind and cold weather in Foxborough, right? Gotcha. Yeah, these are the straws we gotta grasp at.
High of 43 on Sunday.
Yeah, let me give you a hint right now. They went to the Super Bowl when they played in 12 inches of snow. And won their first Super Bowl. I don't think weather, I don't care what the weather is Sunday, is going to bother the Patriots.
I don't disagree.
This isn't some dome team.
Well, and, I mean, they're not a team.
They play in worse weather than we do here in Philadelphia.
But I guess his point was the wind wouldn't allow them to throw over the top. They don't really do that anyway, right? I mean, that's not generally how they march down the field.
Yeah, so. they got a 42-year-old quarterback. Offense isn't explosive. They don't beat you over the top. They don't. They're just 8-1 for some reason.
Let's go to Jimmy in Turnersville, New Jersey. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, Ike.
Yes.
What are you drinking, man?
Coffee.
Come on. We have Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz. Way better this year than he was last. The other thing.
Okay.
Who did the Patriots beat? Who? The Jets? The Giants? Serious. When they play Baltimore, they got their ass handed.
Hey, Jimmy, before you keep going on with your rant, I'm the one who's been saying for weeks that the Eagles match up better against the Patriots, and I feel they'll beat the Patriots.
Well, that's good, Dad. That's good.
Okay.
Because we need the Patriots.
Man. Okay. No, you don't. You actually need the Seahawks game, Jimmy. That's the game you need to win.
Common opponent.
No, forget about the common opponent. Start with the conference record, and you already have 4 losses in this conference.
Common opponents come before conference.
I don't even know that to be factual, but you may be right.
That's fact.
Okay.
That's fact. Here's the other thing.
What else?
Turnover tree is going to start happening. Because, listen, we've only got 14 turnovers. It's going to turn around. It's going to come our way. You got to believe. This nonsense of, oh, I'm scared.
You haven't heard me say I'm scared one time.
I'm hearing the fans say they're scared.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. See, with you and my partner mix up with having a realistic view on where the team is at and having sort of a conservative approach to the game, you mix that up with being scared. First of all, you don't get any cool points, any brownie points, and neither does he for sticking out your chest talking about how brave you are. You don't play, neither does he, neither do I. So us sitting here talking about how confident we are, just like we did prior to the Cowboys game, means nothing. Means nothing. You can sit here and talk about how I'm confident. I got all the confidence. You're not playing. You're not playing. So that doesn't matter. We had the same confidence against the Cowboys 3 weeks ago. Had the same confidence against the Cowboys last year. Had the same confidence. Yeah, I know how to be a Philly fan and stick the chest out and call people out. Yeah, that doesn't mean anything on Sunday. You don't play. Neither do I, neither does John. We don't play.
Well, if they need an emergency kicker, I might be able to
We don't play.
Fill in. Let's go to Frank, Washington Township, New Jersey. Hi, Frank.
Good afternoon, Ike, Johnny Marks.
Hey, buddy.
Jack Fritz, somebody hit me with that Ike juice, please.
Please.
He's giving it to you.
Drinking that Ike juice. Oh, I needed that because I'm not going to lie. I got about a splitting headache 14 different ways here in Johnny Marks all day long talk about we're wimps this, we're skidding. John, this team is 5-4. They've played exactly, to my knowledge, one good, maybe full complete game. Granted, it was impressive on the road against Green Bay. Fortunately, they are in what is I like to call a tomato can division. It's mediocre from Dallas to Philadelphia, and thankfully the Giants and the Redskins stink. Mm-hmm. It's not negative. It's being realistic. This team has been consistently inconsistent from game one to
game nine. Yeah.
Right. But Frank, that's evidence of you being negative because you recognize the division stinks and the Cowboys are just as flawed as the Eagles. You're turning it into the Eagles that the Eagles aren't good enough to make the playoffs to where you should be saying, you know what, damn, they can make the playoffs.
Okay, yeah, damn, they can make the playoffs. But here's the thing. How good is this team really? 10 weeks in, I don't think anybody knows. And it's not being negative. It's being realistic. You want people to jump in head first, feet first, whatever. Here's the problem. You want people to really fully buy in. If they would have got Jadeveon Clowney on the cheap, or if they would have got Emmanuel Sanders, or if they would have got another weapon or some help for Carson Wentz, because what they're doing is wasting his year. I took my thunder earlier. They've turned him into a game-managing quarterback because they over-evaluated guys that they thought were good and can't pass gas. If you would have got Minka Fitzpatrick for a first-round pick, and another one, hold on to these first-round picks. I don't give a damn about first-round picks because you know why? If you go back and look at the recent history the Eagles drafted, is it really all that impressive where you got a hoard draft pick after draft pick? Do you really need a hoard a third-round pick for them to go get another wide receiver who can't play a lick?
Right. What about
with the draft picks.
Emmanuel Sanders was available.
I'm going to part with draft picks for guys like Clowney, Fitzpatrick, Jalen Ramsey. I'd have paid the price if it had made this team better. I don't give a damn 5 years into the future. I've got my franchise quarterback.
Right. I know you don't, but your job's not on the line. Howie Roseman's job's on the line, right?
Howie
He's going to worry about turning this roster over.
Howie Roseman's job
like
is on
a lot of
line.
Other people have
it's
a great
be, sure.
period from
Absolutely.
The Super Bowl.
Okay.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it.
Believe me. I'm pretty sure I'll get that alert when Howie's job is on the line.
All right. Well, here's the thing. He needs to, I think we all agree that this roster probably needs a little bit of an upgrade or needs to be refaced.
It needed that 4 weeks ago, too, 3 weeks ago.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't think Howie did a great job building this team. I think that in the offseason, I think I was, pretty outspoken about that, or at least I said it at the time. I didn't think he did a good job. I don't think he addressed enough of the needs that they needed to. We all know that he hasn't done a great job in the draft. I mean, I get all that. But with all that aside, this is a flawed division. This is a flawed team. The Cowboys are a flawed team, right? All I'm talking about is right now where we are right now. He didn't help him at the trade deadline. They didn't get additional receivers. I wish he would have gotten somebody at the trade deadline to help Carson Wentz out. It didn't happen.
Well, if you right? But you want to know why people feel the way they feel. This is why.
This is why people are negative because of how the roster looks right now.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is why people aren't as optimistic as you are. You're classifying that as negative. I'm classifying that as being a realist. This is why they aren't as optimistic. This is why there were so many people talking about sign this player, trade for that player, trade for this player. Mm-hmm. And now you've lost DeSean Jackson pretty much for the rest of the year, right? You've lost him. Mm-hmm. And now you got Alshon on the mend.
Yeah, he's hurt. Receive 20% off all windows and doors, no money down. And up to 3 years to pay off. Interest-free. Call them Guida Door and Window today. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Let's go to Steve Lambertville. Hi, Steve.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Steve?
Good. Just looking at Vegas' line right now, Vegas has it at 3.5, Eagles plus 3.5. And 80% of the betting public is on the Patriots, and that line still has not moved. Now, you know, maybe they know something that we do not, but I think they're really, you know, in the Alshon news, you might see it move a little more. But I do think, Ike, you're being a little bit negative. I mean, I will say, if they can win this game, and keep in mind how much this game means for Carson. This is the team that they won the Super Bowl against. And he was on the sidelines during it.
So if he wins this game, that says what?
I think it gives you a ton of intangible motivation from the season on. Now, is Seattle the next game a letdown game? Potentially. But all you need to do, as John is saying, is it's a flawed division and get there healthy and be one of the healthiest teams at playoff time. I mean, D-Jax could be back by playoff time. I mean, so, yeah.
Well, first of all, I don't even think he's eligible to come back until the second round of the playoffs.
Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. He has to miss eight games. There's only seven left in the regular season.
Well, you got that first game at home more than likely in the playoffs if you win the division.
Well, you would be at home. Yeah.
But here's
the thing, though, Steve. As I sit here on November 13th, I'm not feeling that. So maybe December 13th I may be feeling that because they put some wins together. But November 13th, I don't feel that. Sorry. Doesn't mean I'm not an Eagles fan. Doesn't mean I don't love that squad. Doesn't mean any of that. Just means, you know what? I come to the realization this is probably not happening this year. Okay.
Yeah, no, like there's nobody that's calling in today that isn't an Eagle fan.
Okay.
Or that doesn't want the Eagles to win. It's not about that. I mean, you guys feel the way you feel.
Well, it certainly seems like it's about that.
I mean, your nickname might or might not be Ike Santilegilio Reese Parks.
Because you never hear me talk about my Bronco, so that'll never happen. That'll never happen unless it's called for. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, you're wasting a year of his. Completely healthy.
Yeah.
Completely healthy. Didn't give him enough weapons. Didn't put enough weapons around, and you still got guys in the locker room going to reporters and this and that and the other. It's a waste of year. Flat out.
He's going to get great experience here in the next 7 weeks.
He's good. I ain't worried about him. He's perfectly fine.
Valuable experience.
Yeah, he's never played 16 before.
No, I mean, what do you mean? No, I'm saying that going into these last seven games with less than ideal
The only thing Carson, he's played without receivers before. Did that his rookie year, too. The only thing Carson has left is playing in the postseason. So unless he's playing in the postseason, this is just another season.
So these last seven games aren't valuable to him? Really?
Yeah. Because it's seven more games he gets to play.
Okay.
Of course they're valuable to him. But I don't understand what they mean. Unless you run off all seven of them and win and get in the postseason, if it doesn't end with them playing in the postseason, I'm not sure how significant the games are. Because you know why? Because the haters will say, still ain't playing in the playoffs yet. What do those games mean? Regular season games. You ain't playing in the playoffs. Like, you think somebody's going to sort of give him credit or that's somehow validate him as a player these next seven games if they don't make the playoffs?
I mean, I don't know about anybody validating whatever. I'm just talking about for the quarterback, I think.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the quarterback. Listen, don't give me you don't know what I'm talking about. All we do on this station is try to validate where Carson Wentz is. That's what we do.
No, but I mean, I'm as far as conversation, you're right. It goes differently. But it's as far as the quarterback and if Carson can be better from this, I believe Carson will be better from the season. So even if they don't make the playoffs, yeah, there's going to be people out there that are like, he didn't make the playoffs, whatever. But I mean, this is still exciting to see Carson go down the stretch here healthy.
You don't have to get me wrong. That's what I told you. That's what I'm looking forward to the next 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I can watch him. I got 7 weeks left to watch him.
Let's go to Leon in Bridesboro. Leon, how are you?
Yo, Ike and Reese. What's up with you, man?
What's up, Leon?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I actually got the chance to meet you this preseason, Ike. Hey, man, listen, as far as the Carson Wentz thing, the only way he's going to feel better is getting to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl. That's the only way
he's going to
overjoy him, because he got to get there and actually win one. As far as, Ike,
yes.
Man, I know you still talk to Howie. You can't tell him to go hire somebody just to help us? He got to resign him next year.
Hire somebody.
No, I can't. No. As a matter of fact, Leon, I don't think I would do that. Yeah. That's not my place. Yeah, I can.
Man,
it's easy for me to do that
they
here.
They need some help. No, I mean, they need help. And I'm an upset fan because he ain't go get no help. And he knew D-Jack wasn't coming back.
See, like, I think you can still got people. I hear you there. I think there are people out there that feel that exact same way. Like, there are people out there, John, that are upset they didn't do anything to improve the roster, to improve their chances to make the playoffs. So when they didn't, we took it as, when I say we, I'm just speaking collectively as the fan base.
Sure.
Good portion of them took it as, well, the organization is saying that if we do, we do; if we don't, we don't. Like, we're not going to mortgage the future to try to make the playoffs this year. Okay, so then you're going to get the same reaction that the Phillies got, which was, yeah, people will watch because you love baseball. But doesn't mean I'm getting all emotionally invested in and getting my heart set on some type of postseason run. So, and I know it's not exactly the same. It's a little different with the NFL, but
it's similar.
In today's NFC, you got so many other good teams in this conference. Like, eventually you got to start putting some quality wins together in this time of the year if you want people to buy in. If you want people to buy in, you got to start putting quality wins together.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say most people aren't bought into the Eagles being a legitimate playoff team right now. I would agree with you there. It's a wait and see. You get one win against one of the next two opponents, and that will change quite a bit. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. We have more phone calls on the other side, Ike. But you know what else we have? It's a Wednesday. We play Stump the Millennial.
Hmm.
You know who the millennial is? Jack Fritz. So if you want a pair of, what do we got today, Jack?
Black Crows tickets.
Oh, who doesn't love Black Crows tickets? Shake Your Money Maker, played in its entirety, plus all their hits. You excited?
I don't think I've heard of Black Crows.
Oh, you've heard of Black Crows.
I probably heard the music.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
I'll play one bumping back.
No, he hasn't.
I think he's heard of Black Crows. Black Crows are pretty big.
I don't think he has.
Play the most popular song coming back.
Yeah. Right.
Will do.
Is it Shake Your Money Maker in its entirety?
No.
We're not going to play it in its entirety, though. 888-729-9494. That's the number to get in. But Stump the Millennial, we'll ask Jack Fritz a question, and you'll decide whether he gets it correct or not. If you're correct, you win the tickets. Caller number 7 to the contest line, 215-625-6681, 215-625-6681. You'll play Stump the Millennial on Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. But hey, listen, let's talk about Get a Car. Get a Car, GETTACAR.com. GetAcar.com. And that's what you do. Go to that website right now and you can actually get a car, right? And it's a new way of doing things, right? You go to the dealership and you got to go through the whole, this price and let's take a test drive. Get a Car delivers the car to your house. You test drive it in your neighborhood. Literally, you test drive the car in your neighborhood. If you like it, say, okay, I'll take it. If you don't, say, take it back. You can also say, I like it. And after a full 7 days, if you really don't like it, guess what you can do? He'll take it back for a full refund. That's right. GetACar.com. Get it with two T's.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.